Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Isang organisasyon sa yoga na nakabase sa Sydney ay nagsasama ng mga tradisyong Indian at Aboriginal, kasabay ang pagsasama ng mga Aboriginal sa Australia sa mga makalumang gawain. Pakinggan natin sa ating wika ang ulat ni Sophie Veras at Ami Chien-Yu Wang. Mapusok ang direktor ng Heart Dancers sa yoga studio, Sandra Morales, tungkol sa makalumang gawaing yoga at naaaliw ng pinagsamang kilos pang lupa na pinalaki sa pamamagitan ng espiritu ng kulturang Aboriginal.
I believe that we always need to respect the traditional custodians and the elders of the land that we do the worship. And there is a similarity also with yoga, ancient yoga and Aboriginal wisdom.
Sinabi ni Morales sa SBS na ito ay isang dahilan kung bakit pinagsama niya ang kulturang Aboriginal sa kanyang tanyag na workshop, Weaving Aboriginal Sounds and Stories with Yoga, na itinatanghal sa eastern suburbs ng Sydney. Naglalayo ng workshop na ikonekta ang mga estudyante sa mga makalumang espiritu ng sagradong lupa at magbigay galang sa mga tradisyonal na tagapag-alaga sa pamamagitan ng pagtulong sa kanilang maitapat ang kanilang espiritu, pagsamahin ang kanilang mga katawan at magpadala ng panalangin sa inang lupa habang nagsasagawa ng yoga.
Every time that I was researching about Aboriginal storytelling wisdom, I was so surprised that it was very connected, it was very similar. So they use different words, for instance, cosmic consciousness, they use the dream time or meditation, they call it dadiri, which is dadiri, la deep listening. So it is very important also to acknowledge the Aboriginal wisdom is there important for us if Australia is our home to know about this wisdom.
Unang sinimula ng guro sa yoga na mula sa Colombia ang klase ng Indigenous Fusion Yoga isang taon na ang nakakaraan. Natatandaan niya kung paano niya hinanap ang isang musikerong katutubo upang makaugnay ng sino ang maaaring magpakilala sa kulturang Aboriginal patungo sa yoga.
They know the stories, they know the land, they also are open to explore and learn from yoga also from different cultures. To know that in this world we have different cultures and we are, yes, we are diverse, we are different, but we have in the very core of all these different wisdom and knowledge around the world, there is a core and there is something that interconnects us.
Sa kabutihang palad, hindi nagtagal at nakatagpo niya si Binowi Bayles, isang mapagmalaking babaeng Biribuga, Kungalu, Bunurawu at Bunjalong na iginagalang na musikero, mananayaw at tagasalaysay sa isang komunidad sa Sydney sa pamamagitan ng isang kaibigan. Minahal ni Bayles ang konsepto mula pa sa simula.
I have an obligation as an Aboriginal woman to share my culture and my stories with everybody that calls this place home, with anybody that wants to listen. And by sharing it, I'm preserving it and I'm raising the awareness that Aboriginal people and culture is alive. We are here. The land is alive. It's a spirit. It's living. It needs to be respected.
Ipinaliwanag nila Morales at Bayles kung paanong pinatatakbo ang yoga. Una, iniaalay ang klase sa isang kakaibang tema, kagaya ng Family First Totems, The Dreamtime o ang Dadiri. Magsisimula si Bayles sa pag-awit ng isang tradisyonal na kanta at sa kahabaan ng sesyon, magsasalaysay siya ng isang istorya upang iugnay sa bawat posisyon ng yoga, meditasyon o malalim na paghinga.
The whole yoga postures are based in nature, in the cycles of the moon, in the cycles of the sun. The sun salutations are also based in that cycle. When you are salutating the sun, the grandfather sun, you know that you are salutating the spirit. In Aboriginal culture, they call the very first family. So the dances are based in this very first family, that is Father Sky, Mother Earth, Grandfather Sun, Grandmother Moon. So everything is so related to Mother Earth and nature.
Para kay Bayles, ito ay tungkol sa pag-akit ng mga koneksyon sa katutubo, tradisyon at mga parangal sa lupain.
It all sort of ties in with all living things, whether it be the animals. It's about respecting each other, the land. So whether it be a message from the Aboriginal Dreamtime or a story, it might relate to a pose or a story that Sandra has been given or has been passed on. There's many ties with the Aboriginal culture and our stories and our messages and our purpose.
Ang parehong Morales at Bayles ay matibay na naniniwala sa kapangyarihan ng magandang paggamot. Ang mga tradisyonal na awiting kinakanta ni Bayles ay nakadisenyo upang maabot ang mga kasama sa kasalukuyang panahon at pakinabangan ng kalusugan ng isip ng tao kasama ang kalusugan sa katawan.
The very first thing that we do is to make them to connect to themselves. There is relaxation technique that they do, the ancient yogis and also Aboriginal people. So we use life music. We use life music for them, the music that represents the wind, the fire. We use didgeridoo, we use the songs, the very traditional Aboriginal song to make them connect with themselves.
Ang pilosopyang Aboriginal na nakabaon sa workshop ay pinalalalim din ng koneksyon sa mga kasama sa lupain.
A lot of the people there want the time out for themselves. They're there to find that inner peace or get the stresses away or doing the exercise or what have you. But in actual fact, they're learning on a deeper level about the local things around them. You know, this country that people call home being Australia. Belonging to Aboriginal people, they're actually learning about the country that they call home, the history that they call home. So they walk away with a lot more than what they've walked in for the exercise. It's kind of a sense of belonging to now.
Idinagdag ni Morales na naliligayahan siyang matuto.
And the feedback that we're receiving from people after the workshop is like, I didn't know that Aboriginal culture has so much wisdom. I didn't know that they have totem animals. And now I have that responsibility to look after Earth to just understand the connection that we have. So we're bringing a space for everyone to share. And also for yoga to adapt yoga to the needs of the country.
Ipinaliwanag ni Bayles na ang pagsasama sa kultura sa mas malawak na komunidad ay maaaring hindi makasundo ng maraming Aboriginal.
They don't want to share it because they don't know what's going to happen. There's been a lot of abuse of our culture, you know, from previous non-Aboriginal people learning about our culture and then misusing it. So the trust has been broken.
At ang kolaborasyon sa Heart Dancers ay naging isang paglalakbay para sa kanya upang subukang makatagpo ng balanse sa pagitan ng pagsasama at pagtatanggol ng kanyang kultura.
This is where me as an Aboriginal person, I can gauge when and who I give my information to and how freely. But I also pick and choose at what level I'm giving this information.
Ang Heart Dancers ay isang organisasyong hindi para sa tubo. Ang bayad upang makasama para sa mga klase ng Weaving Aboriginal Sound and Stories with Yoga ay makakatulong din sa mga musikerong Aboriginal at artista sa komunidad ng Sydney. Para sa karagdagang kaalaman, dumalaw sa www.sbs.com.au/topic/walkwithus.
Ito ang Radyo SBS sa wikang Filipino.
Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.